It's amazing. It's amazing.
I could already tell the type of fun you like to have, Benjamin.
Naughty Juice, you'll be on the exact same type of time. Don't you say something like, keeping it juicy.
I don't condone these actions.
Voices defining a generation.
Hi, Naughty Juice, that's you?
Yes, that is me, Madam Vice President.
The most impactful commentary.
Can I fuck a damn dollar real quick? Glorilla shot her shot at you. You giving that any kind of action? It's 7 p.m. Friday.
That is hilarious.
Real news, real lives, the juiciest conversations.
I feel like there are more selfish people in the world today than ever before.
I think you're right, Juice. A lot of people are lacking compassion for the next and are only ever looking at what can be done for me and not what can be done for me and my community.
Milwaukee, you know what time it is.
All about the Benjamins.
Bringing you pop culture, sports, and all the trending topics.
Gen Z DL.
Y'all go.
Have a hard time about a gun.
You already know we got to get into it.
No.
We
got to get into it. It's really juicy.
Really juicy.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studios in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here are your award-winning hosts, Benjamin and Carrie Noni Juice.
Okay. 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 Fresh dinner mug. Yeah. Fresh dinner mug. And it's time to wake up. Yeah. Yeah. Early in the morning. Woo. I know somebody on it. Woo. But you gotta get the money, bro. Woo! You can't be funny about the money, yo! Early in the morning. Can I hit it in the morning? Woo! But you gotta feed them kids. And it's Friday. So what your business is? What? 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 Call in. It's Friday. What your business is?
What's up? What's up?
What's
up? What's up, Truth Nation, and all the juicy jammers out there? What's popping? And good morning.
It's amazing.
You are now tapping into and sipping on Jamming with Juice. I am your girl, Noni Juice, always keeping it juicy. And of course, I got Ben Jamming with me.
It's amazing.
Oh, well, you can turn that a little bit more up, Ricky, because, you know, amazing. we got to get the juices flowing on the people, okay? We got to get them geeked up. We got to get them up. You think they up yet, Benjamin?
What? What?
I don't know if they up with your
what? Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
If I was just hearing what? I 100% would be like, I'm going back to bed. Shout out Ricky on the ones and twos today.
Wake it up. Oh, somebody already asked you a question. Say what?
Right.
I'm not waiting for questions, bro.
And we are live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. Happy Friday. It is Sip to That
Friday.
So you already know we will be telling you guys what we are sipping on, sipping to, and sipping for this weekend. That's going to be coming up in hour two. And also, like Benjamin said, what the business is, powered by We Energies, that is going to be at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. You already know what's going down. But first off, first things first, you already know we got to hit up the YouTube chat. We got to see our YouTube chatters right now. Dang, why is mine lagging? Okay, here we go. Shout out to Not Really a City Girl in the chat this morning. Shout out SE in the chat. And Not Really a City Girl was first. Let me just say that. She was first in the chat. So shout out to you, Not Really a City Girl. We got SE in the chat. We got Willie Graves in the chat. We got Tyler in the chat. We got Bert and Ernie in the chat. But, you know, I don't know what they talked about just yet.
But they
out here, like, you know, just spitting out their thoughts, which, you know, we allow. But yeah, make sure you guys go to the YouTube at 101.7 The Truth and tap into us there where you can chime in. You can join the chat. We got Malik in here. Okay, period. Everybody up this morning. You know, I be wondering what y'all do every day. Yeah, like when y'all are getting up and you're getting ready and you turn us on, like, where are you about to go? You know, what are y'all, where are y'all headed to? You know, I want to get into y'all business. I want the juice. You know, give me the juice. I want to keep it juicy. Like, what do y'all be doing? Are y'all going to work? And what do you do for work? You know,
Essie said she works from home.
Okay, period, Essie. Mm-hmm, period, mm-hmm. Essie.
Not really a city girl says she's getting ready for work.
What do y'all do, though? I'm trying to get into it.
That's real. That's real. Like, what kind of job y'all really got?
You know? Like, what jobs do y'all have? Are y'all living out your passions?
See, Willie Grays. Willie Grays be in this chat board right here up on the YouTube. And I'm not going to lie. I told y'all before and I said again. Willie Grays is a player. Because he says, I'm at work and I'm a delivery driver. You know the delivery driver be popping up on everybody's crib. So he know where the single ladies is at. I'm telling you, Willie Grays.
How are you connecting the
two? I'm telling you. Willie Grays is just two of a player name. I know one when I see one. And Willie Grays is a player. All right? I'm just saying, man. It's Friday. He already delivering. He at your girl crib right now. About to drop off some Amazon boxes.
So what y'all do outside of work?
We ask all.
What we do, our main job.
You over here trying to point the light on us, Ricky. We doing what we supposed to be doing, man. You go ahead and you produce, bro.
That is hilarious.
I just personally wanted to know.
We be doing this.
Yeah, this is what we do. We here talking to the people right now.
We talking to the people. Listen, they out here in the chat. They letting us know. Okay, so Essie said she's in human resources.
Y'all hit the YouTube chat board, man.
Not really a city girl. Says she does finance and accounting. We got Justin, who said, I'm retired, 30 years at UPS. Shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to Justin, congratulations, man. 30 years at UPS. Could you imagine all the boxes he touched? You know what I'm saying?
What?
All the boxes he touched. See, that's you.
Boxes?
Trying to, all the boxes he touched.
What kind of boxes?
It's plenty of boxes
at
he had
UPS?
To open. Yeah, at the UPS store.
Malik said, not my passion, but I work at the bank. I used to work at a bank. Well, it was a credit union. I don't want to say it wasn't a bank. They made sure that you keep them separate. Not a bank. It's a credit union.
That's
okay?
funny. That's
it is
funny.
A credit union.
There's
you
a
don't
difference.
Call us a bank.
There's definitely a difference. I want to know, though, Malik, like honestly, in all honesty, what kind of, how much money did you ever touch? You know, I'm always curious. Well, for people who work at banks.
You the feds.
What? How many feds? Y'all working for the feds? Y'all got to keep things in good condition. Y'all got to make certain that nobody is stealing that money. I just want to know, how much money have you seen in your real life? You know what I'm saying? Like, how much money have you seen in your real life, Juice? You worked at Pottawatomie and you did work at a bank before.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of money. Not going to lie.
What's the most you ever seen?
I don't recall the number. Like, I don't remember the exact number, but I just remember seeing it. It didn't move me.
It didn't move you?
No. Because I'm like, this ain't my money.
Yeah.
Like, now, it would move me if it was my money, you know, but it's not my money. I got to make sure that I'm keeping everything in order. I'm putting the money where it's supposed to go. I'm making sure I'm checking the balances of my drawer and stuff like that, you know. But it's interesting. It's just interesting. People have lives and they listen to us during their lives.
That's true.
You know?
But that takes the conversation and like expands it, because now I'm thinking parallel universes, parallel lives, you know, because as we're doing this radio show, somebody else is out there living their life, just like you said, right? Somebody's living their life. They may not even know us, but they listen to us each and every day.
Yes.
You know, so we're just a fly on the wall in their life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they vicariously live through you, you know? And I mean, honestly, we need them as well. You know, so it's
like
just,
we're part of their day.
Yeah, it's like a symbolic relationship or a symbiote relationship.
Mm,
it's interesting, man.
Words.
Yeah, words.
We got them words.
That is funny.
No, y'all are funny. And we appreciate y'all.
Shout out to everybody
out there.
So, you know,
we got to make sure we talk to y'all in the YouTube chat, because y'all are our favorites.
Yeah, nah, for real, man. And make something like you do hit the YouTube chat board. If you haven't done already, you need to subscribe to 101.7 The Truth and really tap in. Like Juice says, each and every day, we're on the road to 4,000 subscribers.
Yes, and you know, I just realized that I said that they're my favorites. And you know why they're my favorites?
Why?
I favor the people who watch us on YouTube because they're getting the full experience of Jamming with Juice.
Oh, I feel
and
that.
I understand
I feel
the people who like can't because they're either driving or something like that, and you know they have to listen in the radio in the car, you know, and they don't want to distract themselves. I 100% get it, but I truly appreciate, because the people who watch us,
they get the full experience.
They get us deeper,
right?
Because they get my facial expressions, they get how we
laugh,
and like they get the full jamming with Juice. They get our full chemistry watching us.
It's real because, like, again, if you sit back and you watch us on YouTube, you can see the Nerf gun wars that we have. Like Juice said, you know, the facial expression she makes when, you know, I'm saying something crazy or whatever have you. Because her facial expressions have literally went viral just because she didn't even have to say anything. All right? She didn't have to say nothing at all. But her face legitimately went viral just because she's only Juice. And that's what she does, keep it juicy. But y'all definitely need to tap into the YouTube, because like you said before, Juice, that's where you're going to get the full experience of jamming with Juice. Like,
right.
We said it before, we'll say it again. Right now is honestly, like, you know, we view our radio show as a TV show, because you can watch us literally on YouTube, and we make it entertaining for everybody out there. You know, you can see me wearing my rabbit hole crown. If you didn't know, I got a rabbit hole crown.
You know what I'm saying? You like, know? They don't get the full experience effect. Of a rabbit hole.
Yeah, like how are you going down a rabbit hole with Ben Jamming and you ain't even see my crown yet? You know, so make sure that y'all tap in on the YouTube.
No tinfoil hat.
Yeah, my tinfoil hat, man. I keep it right here. I'm gonna eventually upgrade this joint.
You should.
Yeah. You know, a good friend of mine, my guy BC, he had told me, he was like, man, you could trick that thing out, man. You know, some people actually want to buy this, but, you know, I'm gonna put it on sale one of these days. Maybe it'll be a product that comes with my next album that I come out with.
That'll be dope because mm-hmm. you had people buying like the shirts, right?
Yeah.
Or the hoodies and stuff like that with your album. How's that going, by the way? You don't promote it as much as you used to.
I need to get better back in the habit of it. I think honestly just coming to the morning show kind of switched my gears a little bit just because I had to prepare for a morning show. I had to get my mind wrapped around how is Ben Jamming going to be in the morning versus how Ben Jamming was at, you know, 12 p.m., you know.
So. Yeah, no, definitely moving times mm-hmm. switched all of us
up. It really did, though. Like, going from second shift to first shift, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a big change, man. It's a big change. You can't get your lunches made how you used to anymore.
Oh, man.
Now you got to wake up and hopefully you can get some kind of breakfast going or just a few snacks.
I'm telling you, I was just telling Corey yesterday, I'm like, and I was telling you, too. I said, man, I think I'm going to have to attempt to go to the gym before the show.
Right, no, you did say that.
But I will say it, you guys are like the best. Like, I love you guys in the morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
I tell y'all that all the time.
I appreciate that, Ricky. You know, I definitely think we have the energy for it.
Yeah, we be kicking it.
The energy be up, it be high. Yeah. And you know what's funny, y'all? Because y'all don't understand, and y'all listening to us right now, probably like, what are they talking about? But we come in here and we be like, we know how to turn it on and we know how to turn it off.
It's very true. Very true. Anybody who saw us down at the award show, the community awards, Truth Community Awards,
we
know how to turn it on, turn it off. When I put on my red coat, I'm telling y'all, man, Ben was on. All right. Hey, how you doing?
Facts.
What's up? Are you good? Oh, man. Shout out to you, Eddie.
Like, and even if, like, let's say we going through something and, like, we might be a little, like, low or a little sleepy or whatever it is, as soon as we hear that intro come on, it's like,
it's showtime.
Do a flip of a switch.
It's showtime.
And we give y'all that energy because we know we can't be on here like, what's going on?
How's the day?
How's
it going? Home or blow?
Like, bro, you
bogey. No, shout out to the guy, bro. Shout out to the guy. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Anyway,
God,
it's just what I'm thinking.
Where is you on, bro?
Shout out to Homer, man. He's a cool dude. He really is.
Homer Blow.
Hey, man. That is funny, man. Anyway, it really is one of these things that I think you definitely have to... it's just called being professional, right? And just knowing how to switch your gears. Like yesterday when you told me about the Royal Heirs, him passing away, hurt my soul.
It did.
That really hurt my soul, bro. I'm over here like, damn, Royal Heirs passed away. But, you know, live on the microphone, even though you get some bad news, you know, you gotta suck it up. You gotta suck it up and get back out there, man.
Nah, man. If you need to cry, bro, that's cool too.
Yeah, hey, I ain't gonna lie. I damn near was over here. You know what I'm saying? About to go ahead and drop some tears. But it's okay, though, because God bless our Royal Heirs. And we just lost a lot of legends this week, for real. So
no, we definitely... This year so far has just been, like, wild, you know? But... Rest in peace to everybody. That's all I got to say.
And shout out to Sir Charles who hit the YouTube chat board. Buddy went on to go say, he said, yup, bro, your red coat and matching shoes did it down at the Truth Community Awards, and your partner in crime was looking like she was heading to the Grammys afterwards.
Ooh, thank you, Sir Charles. Valentine's.
Yeah, that's the homie, man.
Real quick, big since supporter. He mentioned Grammys, I just briefly want to talk about this because I feel like I've been talking about stuff that went on at the Oscars like all week because things keep being revealed to me throughout, you know, as I'm scrolling on social media every day. But I just really briefly want to talk about the gold party that Jay-Z and Beyonce threw.
All right,
so it's their Oscars after party. And I guess they throw this party every year. And I get jealous because I'm like, bro, I want to go to the gold party. And I wanted to ask you, Ben, like, would you want to go to the gold party? Like, it's Jay-Z, it's Beyonce. But the thing is, I never see.
That's why y'all got to go to the YouTube. Y'all just missed out on that. But yeah.
I saw it from the peripheral of my eye. That's crazy. But it's like all these beautiful black people go. And they take pictures, and it just feels like I'm missing out on a piece of culture, you know? Because it's like, dang, how often do all these lovely, elite black people get to come together and really just party and have a good time and it be about us, you know? And I didn't even know that the gold party was threw by Jay-Z and Beyonce. I had no idea. And then I don't even get to see clips of it inside. Nobody posts anything. Like, I wonder if they take your phones. And I was thinking, like,
they definitely take them phones.
But I saw one. I did see one clip of Lori Harvey with Hailey Bieber. I think that's her name. And they had, like, a little clip or something like that. But, like, you didn't see anything else around. It was just them, like, doing some little. They was trying to do nah, give you back, nah, crazy. Give you back, and crazy. People were like, ooh, cringe. Yeah. But I would love to go. Wouldn't you love to go?
Honestly, I've always had dreams of being at the Oscars, being at the Grammys, and I'm still on the road to that, you know, because I know we're destined for that. You know what's so crazy? I got a story for everything, don't I? But
you definitely do. What story now?
Well, my brother actually had went to a Grammy party. This is back in...
Grammy party?
Yeah, he went to a Grammy party back in like 2013. And so this is like a little bit what Yeezus had just dropped, so Kanye's kind of in that era or whatever. But he has a friend out there in LA, went out there to LA for the Grammy parties or whatever. And ultimately, he ended up meeting Kanye. Kanye actually, because my one thing that people should know about my brother, actually, while I'm talking about my brother, I got my dang, I know I can't show you everything, but I got his clothing on right here. You know, I got his clothing on
happy
right here.
Happy AF.
Yep, Happy AF. It's a really good clothing brand out of Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota, the Twin Cities. Oh, I got my daddy on too. Just want to show you
every day.
Yeah, well, actually, I haven't worn him for the past month or so.
Really?
Yeah. The chain broke. The chain.
That's
broke.
Why you had to go to Mayfair.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. Cock of my teeth. anyway, though, my brother, he's in the fashion. He does the fashion thing for real. So he went out there to LA with a good friend of his, and his friend ended up inviting him to a Grammy party. Well, even at the Grammy party, there's even another exclusive party happening. So my brother is at the bar, and Kanye was actually walking past him, and was like, "Hey man, I like your shoes and stuff." Mind you, my brother's already a small guy. Like my brother may be like 5'3" or something. Mm. He was like, "Nah, bro, Kanye's shorter than I am."
Whoa,
yeah, so I'm like, damn,
absolutely
like,
not.
They say that Google says Kanye is like 5'5", but even when you look at Kanye West and Lil Wayne is at least like 5'1". You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne got to be like 5'1", maybe even 5 feet tall.
They say he's 5'8".
Nah. Anyway, because look at Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian is 5'1". He's not that much taller than Kim Kardashian.
5'2".
There you go.
Kendrick's 5'5"?
Yeah. how you a big stepper with a size 7 man's on? Ain't that what Drake said? Anyway.
Jesus.
Anyway, he went out there. Kanye ended up liking my brother's clothing. He actually ends up getting invited back to the back of the back Grammy party. And that's where he ended up meeting a lot of people like the Justin Biebers, the Kanyes.
Ooh.
And he actually saw Jay-Z just sitting in a boss seat. Or whatever, but he got a few pictures of that stuff. So when my brother told me that, I was like, damn, I know I'm going to get
legit.
There one day. Yeah.
You know, I thought with everything going on with Diddy and people would be afraid of going to parties now.
Well,
but people still rocking. And you know what? I would have been rocking too. Beyonce, invite me.
Yeah.
I would love to go to your party.
I mean, if
I wouldn't do nothing crazy now. I don't know what all goes on. But
if I'm being honest, you know, and if Jay-Z is playing the game of power, you know, sticking to the 48 laws of power. If Diddy was once known for all those parties, Jay-Z should be the person who takes over those parties. Because at the end of the day, if you're a person throwing a party, you're actually the leader of the party. I don't care what nobody say. You know, you're the leader of the party. Everybody else is coming to your party.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that's what Jay-Z is taking over. He's going to take that whole lane over. That's what the brunches was for, the Roc Nation brunches, mm-hmm. you know, to make certain that he's still a leader in the culture. Although his music may not move the needle as much as a 21 Savage or a Drake anymore.
Gotta stay relevant.
Gotta stay relevant, and you know you need to know how to pull those strings.
All right? No, I feel that.
It's going to be the top dundada.
I feel like the white party might get a little weird. Because they said they be partying for like 24 hours.
Well, you know what?
And people don't leave.
Well, now that we're talking about it, I mean, did you see Halle Berry and how she kissed that gentleman?
At the Grammys? I mean, at the Oscars?
Yeah. See, when we talk about white people, man, white people are different, all right? Because Halle Berry felt too comfortable to go up there and kiss that man
you
right in front
of
his wife.
You know did it, though.
A 20-year-old kiss? His wife is right here.
But he did it in front of her partner, too. That's why she did it. She was getting payback because he embarrassed her live on television, kissing her like that when she had her partner watching. So she's like, oh, I'm sorry, boo, but I got to get my get back. And
so
I'm going to kiss you right here.
If you was that man's wife and Halle Berry came up to your man and kissed your man.
Definitely got to push her off.
That's what I'm talking about.
But then again,
white people and black
but
people.
But then again, you got to realize where you at. And being a black woman, I can't just be pushing people at the Oscars, especially not no Halle Berry. We definitely going to have a conversation. But then again, she said, like, hey, sorry, but I'm getting my get back. Like, what do you say to that? Like, I'm not about to start acting like a fool at the Oscars.
I just know if I was that man, I would have been sweating.
But
man, that's all.
I'm putting pressure on the man. Because I'm like, bro, why are you letting her do this? Like, why aren't you getting her off of you? I guess that's what I'm trying to understand.
Maybe that's something we can unpack.
Maybe we can unpack it.
I'd like to unpack that.
You want to unpack that?
I would. Because I've been put in some uncomfortable situations before.
Okay.
And I need some advice.
Well, we'll unpack that on the other side after our 3-minute juice break when it comes to something juicy. But one of the main things that we're going to talk about, listen, y'all out here with parking tickets? I know y'all got some parking tickets. I know y'all out here owing the city of Milwaukee.
Don't look at me.
And y'all
Don't
got some parking tickets.
Don't look at me.
And if so, you are part of the large number that has been released yesterday of how much drivers owe the city in parking tickets. And I'm not going to shame you, but we definitely going to have to talk about it. So make sure you guys keep it locked. Take a 3-minute juice break. We got more in store. Some juicy's up next.
Jammin' with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
All my life I want money and power, respect my mind or die from less y'all. I pray my get big as the Eiffel Tower so I can f*** the world for 72 hours. Damn, I feel amazing. Damn, I'm in the matrix. My mind is living on cloud nine and this nine is never on vacation. Start up that Maserati and vroom, vroom, I'm racing. Popping f*** in the lobby and I pray they don't find her. Then I pray you niggas is aging. Shooters go after Judas. Jesus Christ, if I live life on my knees, ain't no need to do this. Park it in front of looters. Next to that church is chicken. All you is losers. All my niggas is winning. Screaming all my life.
Welcome back, everybody. You are tapped into Jamming with
Juice.
Shout out to K-Dot on being played. Because shout out Kendrick. He's cool. Shout out Ricky for playing Kendrick. But right now, you guys, it is time for us to get into something juicy.
How juicy is it?
Ooh, gay man even know a voice with man's heart. So how come these women have that?
Okay, y'all, as I pull this up, hold on for a second. Okay, here we go. So one of the first things, and I wanted to talk about this a little bit yesterday, but I teased y'all at the end of the show that I was going to bring this up. But Pretty Little Thing just did a rebrand. I have sent this to you, Ben. I don't know if you actually looked at it.
I don't look at your reels.
Pretty Little Thing just rebranded their website and their clothes. And the kicker is they have removed the BBL fashion and is more of a clean girl aesthetic now. So people are now speculating that, man, is the BBL aesthetic really out? Is it really played out by now? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And I didn't believe it at first, because if you've ever been on Pretty Little Thing, it looks just like Fashion Nova, okay, or used to, where you would have the girls and they would have like the really big proportion sizes and they would be looking all cute and seductive and sexy, and it was just like a whole lot of things. You know, you would buy your fits there all the time, right? And I was like, no, I don't believe Pretty Little Thing did a rebrand. I looked on their website, y'all, and they completely have changed everything. And they changed their models. Their models look more like Zara models now. I don't know if you guys have ever been on Zara, but they're like kind of skinny. They're more
look like an 80s
white
fashion model.
They're more like light skinned. And they are doing this like clean girl aesthetic where they're trying to make their clothes and their brand look a little bit more classy, I guess you could say.
Well, I don't see nobody on this thing that look thick.
Bro, they've changed everything. They have switched it up. And I didn't even know that Pretty Little Thing was about to do this rebrand, but it does have me thinking too, like, don't let me find out skinny girls and slim thick girls are back in. Okay, are the BBLs really done? Are the BBLs really done? And it just goes to show you like how much influence consumers have. Because yesterday we were talking about just influence and stars and things like that. You got a lot of people who are consumers of these influencers and what we purchase, and they realize like, hey, the consumers aren't really purchasing this stuff anymore. So we have to switch things up. We have influence, and they switch based off of what we want to do. So now you even see these girls talking about they want to take their BBLs out. Or they talk about, oh, I'm about to get in the gym. I'm about to get my fit girl on. You know? Like, it's just crazy how trends and stuff kind of switch things up and move things around. But yeah, BBLs definitely might be out. But aside from that, the rebrand is something I wasn't expecting from Pretty Little Thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just time to rebrand it all. You know, BBLs was never in to me. You know, I know a lot of people out there get it because
you didn't like people with BBLs.
Nah, I never cared for a BBL. Like, sure, I didn't grab one.
But you didn't care for it.
But I really didn't, because once I realized that it wasn't real and it's a little bit hard, you know, and then when you actually think about what it's doing to a woman's body, like, you really risking your life to get a BBL for a fashion statement? Nah, man, I don't think it's cool at all. Hope women just go back natural and stop buying into these narratives.
Natural girlies are in.
Yeah, and because that's just a thing, though, too.
Clock that tea.
Like, clock that tea. No, I think that ultimately, you know, when it even came down to the idea of women getting BBLs and stuff, like, dog, you got to just do better, make better investments, man. Like, I do know one girl who got a BBL, and she just became a stripper. You know, she became a stripper after.
Honestly, if you get a BBL, bro, you better use that thing.
Yeah, and she used it well.
Like, you getting it for a reason.
Yeah, she's
you trying to get the attention, and you want, you know, people to pay for things for you.
Yeah, she down there in Chicago right now stripping still, but she make like $10,000 a night, so.
And if that's your prerogative, then do that, you know? Like, we are not saying, oh, you shouldn't be, that's your prerogative. Just be real about it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I ain't mad at all. I just think that we need to go back natural, because that's our natural state.
Well, it's right? Definitely
and
coming
with
soon.
The body that you're supposed to be in.
It definitely is coming soon. So yeah, that's Pretty Little Thing. So I'm gonna be looking on there to see if I even like anything anymore, because I don't know if I'm with the clean girl aesthetic. Nope. But we'll see.
It looks TMJ-ish.
Okay, moving right along, you guys. So Elon Musk is back at it again with his SpaceX Starship that just exploded.
Damn.
Yeah, so let me tell you about it. SpaceX just launched its 8th integrated test flight of the massive Starship rocket system on Thursday night, but the mission ended in failure as the Starship vehicle was lost in a fiery explosion. The unscrewed rocket lifted off at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time from SpaceX's Starbase in South Texas. While the company successfully recovered the Super Heavy booster at the launch tower, contact... What is so funny?
Bro, just keep going, bro. Just keep on going, bro. Oh, man.
Did I say something wrong?
No, you good.
Okay, because, you know, correct me if I done said something wrong.
You ever just thought about something that was so funny? And it's just,
You're random.
I'm in my own mind sometimes.
Either way, the explosion was visible from parts of Florida, prompting the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, to temporarily halt flights into major airports, including Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, and Orlando, due to the falling space debris. Okay? And they said departing flights from Miami and Fort Lauderdale were also delayed. But the reason why I'm even bringing this up is because I looked at the comments of this, and somebody said... Bro, what is your problem?
The YouTube chat board is cracking.
But the reason why I'm even bringing this up is because people start mentioning Gayle King. Because, you know, Gayle King.
What Gayle King got to do with this?
That's the plot twist. Because Gayle King is set to go up into Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin into space soon.
Don't do
it. And so people were in the comments like, Gayle King, you in danger, girl.
The Illuminati trying to off you. Don't do it.
Yes. So Katy Perry and Gayle King are supposed to be heading into space on Bezos' Blue Origin. So apparently, pop star Katy Perry, Jeff Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, news anchor Gayle King will be among a six-person crew for Blue Origin's upcoming flight, marking what Bezos' aerospace firm said would be the first all-woman crew to travel to space in decades. But they said it's going to launch in the spring for an 11-minute flight. And then I guess it'll come back down and they'll do like 62 miles above the Earth's surface or something like that.
Yeah, don't do it,
but
yeah.
They said every person on board is a crew member and there are no pilots.
You see,
as the New Shepard spacecraft is fully autonomous.
Nah, don't do it. Gail, do not do it.
I'm trying to understand why she wants to do this.
I mean, like, Oprah probably put her up to it. Oprah put her up to it.
Gail, stay on the ground.
Yeah, stay on the ground, girl. Don't do that, man. Ain't nothing up there.
Yeah, right? No. Don't do it, fam. Please don't do it.
Ain't nothing up there, man. And, I mean, you see how America just left my other two astronauts up there. They've been floating in space for almost a year
Black
now.
People don't need to be doing stuff like that.
Nah, bro. Keep your black ass grounded.
Don't be doing no submarine missions.
Oh, my life.
Don't be doing no rocket ship missions. You supposed to be here on God's green earth.
Hey, and then all these vehicles, like these is the first ones.
They flying cars. Right. Like, we're not the test dummies. We go after we find out it's safe.
Like, and it gotta be super safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like what's up, man? All these prototypes is trying to go down to the bottom of the ocean with a submarine, you gonna die. You gonna trust Jeff Bezos, his prototype to go up in space.
No.
Nah, bro, send some other folks up there. 100
Katy
times
Perry
before,
could
I go.
She's Katy Perry. And take Lady Gaga with you.
Hey, I ain't gonna front. Yeah, Lady Gaga, man. I tell you, she could definitely go up there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But yeah, Gayle, just don't go. So that's what I'm gonna say about that. And then moving right along to the parking ticket situation, because I know y'all got some parking tickets. Drivers owe Milwaukee nearly $41 million in unpaid parking tickets. And I just wanna know why. I just want to understand why we as drivers owe so much money to Milwaukee, and why is Milwaukee not trying to get it back in blood?
Bro, what?
Like, there are no consequences to people not paying their parking tickets, for real.
All I know is, look, the police do their job well enough, all right? So when it comes down to parking tickets, leave them people alone, man.
I agree with that.
If folks could actually pay y'all, they would. And then maybe y'all don't need to be riding down on us so swiftly all the time with the parking ticket. You ever just go and park your car downtown for a moment and bam, they go to parking meter person just waiting for your ass. Like, I remember one time I had parked across from Insomnia Cookies up over here by Pfizer Forum or Deer District or whatever. I parked up over there, dog, went in and got me some cookies. Dog, and it don't take long to get some Insomnia Cookies. As soon as I came out, there was the person with the parking meter just scanning my stuff. Yeah, ready. And these days, they don't even come up with the truck like that no more. They got little contract workers that'll do it for them. You know, come with their smartphone, take a picture of your license plate, and bam, there you go. You got a $60 parking ticket. Like, come on now.
No,
y'all charging astronomical prices.
My issue be when they try to get you with the overnight parking.
Dog! Come on, just let me be, bro.
And it's like, we don't take y'all seriously anyway. Y'all little parking meter people.
Yeah.
Like, y'all might as well be top flight security of the world, Craig. Like, we don't look at y'all like real people. Sometimes.
Shout out to Woody.
Shout out to all the people who listen right now who might be some parking citation people. And I do just want to say that it says here, with according to the Journal Sentinel, that city officials are aiming to bolster revenue by issuing more parking citations this year, along
Chevy,
with upping the cost of fines.
Chevy, this not the way to go, my brother. It's just not the way to go, man. Don't allow them.
$41 million is a lot of money. I'm not gonna lie to
you. But think about it. They make those prices. You know, like they, it could all be a.
It should be free.
It could be free. They over here clocking us. Yeah, they owe us all $41 million. What about all the other monies y'all owe us? How about that? What's going on with the $100 million that Governor Evers had got? What about that money? Y'all just gave old girl $350,000 a year salary. She about to make in the next 3 months $100,000 and some more. Tax her, all right?
Okay, or the people who are out of state, because they said nearly $3.5 million is coming from out-of-state drivers.
Yeah, I mean, that's Chicago then. You know, that's Chicago.
Minnesota, all of them places.
It's Chicago. Come I know how now. Chi-Town get down. You know, all the folks who realize you're moving that weight, moving that pack, they come here to Milwaukee and then they travel right back.
Yeah.
That was a bar right there.
I 100%. Actually, it's so funny and dang, maybe I could talk about this on the other side. We got a lot to talk about on the other side, actually. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask y'all, do y'all have any issues with the parking here in the city?
I do.
Call in at 833-212-1017.
I feel targeted.
We're gonna talk more about that after this 3 minute juice break. So don't go nowhere. It is Jamming with Juice.
This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Welcome back, everybody. You are tapped into Jamming with Juice on this Sip to That
Friday.
833-212-1017 is the number. Right now, we're talking about Milwaukee parking tickets because apparently Milwaukee drivers owe more than $41 million in parking tickets. And I said the city needs to get it back in blood, like somehow, some way, shape, form, or fashion. Like they need to do something in order to get this money back from the people, because who knows? Maybe they will use this money to help push the city forward. You know, maybe they can include it in the budget or something like that. That can help us get our streets better. You know, it's so many potholes on the north side that maybe your unpaid parking ticket could help fix the potholes in the city. But 833-212-1017, tell me why you have some unpaid parking.
You want us to snitch on ourselves?
Hey, I have unpaid parking too.
Yeah,
I have tolls I have to pay. I'm not gonna lie to you.
No, that's real. Chicago get me every time, if I'm being honest with you. But you know, I think the parking tickets is just bull crap. All right, it's just a street. Why I gotta be taxed for parking on my own street? I already get taxed for everything else.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, y'all increase the sales tax for everything around here. You know, and the sales tax goes into the Brewer Stadium, which pays Carry Noni Juice. You know, but anyway, you know,
I'm privatized. No, I'm kidding.
I just feel like it's completely nonsense. You know, again, the fact that it was just about 2 weeks ago, we went to go do something with a magazine or whatever, and I got fined for parking out there for too long.
You did, fam. Yeah. And that ticket, bro,
it was Duffy, bro.
I'm not gonna lie to you, that was smart how they did it.
What you mean? What you mean?
Because you didn't pay one. You just parked and you didn't pay, so that's your fault.
Okay.
But I'm saying how they are gonna going to get the money from you is interesting, because at first it says it's going to be like, what, $200 or something like that. Yay! If you don't pay it within 14 days.
Right.
So if you pay within 14 days, then it's only like, what, $25 or something like that, which like is still
45.
A lot.
It was like 45.
Which is still a lot of money. But they're like, listen, if you don't pay it now, like, it's going to go up to $200. But
I think I'm going to take them to court.
If you don't pay it at all, I wonder what happens. Like, can that mess up your license?
You see,
like, do they take it? Do they make it really, like, serious? You know what I'm saying?
I'll throw this little nugget out here, because I don't think they take them that serious. All right? I really don't. And that's why it's $41 million. Yeah, they be bluffing. I'm not like they be bluffing. like, it'd be one thing if, like, okay, your license plate did get suspended, but I have yet to be suspended. I was a parking ticket still, you know? And I'm talking about 2-year-old, 3-year-old parking ticket.
But see, you would be the type of person when they finally lay down the law and they be like, okay, we're going to make sure that there are consequences if you don't pay it, you'll get mad.
Well, you know what? See, this is what I'm talking about, though. I would get mad. I ain't gonna front. But shout out to Malik, because he ain't lying. He said, I ain't paying these private parking tickets. And if it's a private parking space, just like how they just got me the other day, I ain't paying that joint. As soon as I picked it up, what did I say?
See, you ain't gonna be satisfied until they towing your car out the lot.
I ain't paying it.
like, what would you prefer? To pay $40-some or have your car get towed?
I'm gonna continue to park here at Third Street Market Hall and get my free parking how I've been getting it. All right, now, if I got a problem where I stay at, you know, that's a whole different story, you know. But right. Call in Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Tell us your parking ticket story.
All right, let's go to that one guy. That one guy. What's poppin', Juicy Jammer? Good morning. Are you paying your parking tickets?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've gotten one so far in the time I've been here, but, you know, it's stupid. I think it's predatory what the city's doing here. They're kind of preying on the people that live here. You know, the parking situations here is terrible. Whoever steps up the parking here needs to get fired.
Yeah.
I see so many, like, parking meters. They're closed for no reason. Why are you guys closing, like, one side of the street?
Nah, you are right about
that. And
there's
no parking here.
Yeah, no, you're completely right about that. Because you can try to park downtown somewhere here, whatever, and a whole block will have the have those sleeves on them talking about you can't park here. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's predatory, and I feel like it's discriminatory, too.
And I get it, you know. You park in front of a fire hydrant, you know, your ass deserves to get towed. If you're going to be parking, including a handicapped spot, too.
Right.
You know, that shit ain't right. But in overall, I feel like the parking situation here is a little predatory.
Well, thank you so much, that one guy, for calling in.
I appreciate you.
I definitely agree. I definitely agree with you, man. Because again, I'm not for none of this. All right, I think we should just have free parking. All right, free parking completely.
But if
that's
it's
what I think.
Free, I don't think it should be free though, because they need the money at some point.
Okay.
Like things
now hear me out.
Life
hear
ain't
me
free.
Out. Hear me out though, right? So if parking
it's less expensive,
it's okay. If parking is free, that means in your mind you feel like you have more money to spend. Just how they do with gas prices, right? When they want you to go out and inflate the economy, they're going to decrease gas prices. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel like, oh, I got a little bit extra more money to spend. That's how I feel when I see you when I got free parking. Now I feel like, because, you know, most people come downtown and kick it after 6 p.m. You know what I'm saying? After 6 p.m., you know, parking is free up until another certain time. But anyway, you come down and you're like, oh, I got a little bit more extra money to spend. That's how somebody would feel if they came out during the day downtown to come just
kick it. No, people just going to park and not pay it at all, and it's free regardless.
But they're going to come in and shop with whoever they're planning to spend their monies with that day, you know? And then again, you know, shout out to Alexandria Poole, you know, shout out to A Poole, A Boogie, you know what I'm saying? But she went on to go say, look, I'm mad that a quarter only gives you 8 minutes on the meter. On my mama, fam. Because I remember at one point in time that a quarter at least gave you 15 minutes. That it cut that joint in half.
Well, you know what I'll say? At least we're not as bad as Chicago.
Oh, my.
And I have a Chicago story that's actually kind of crazy, because I don't know if y'all know this, but Chicago made one of the worst financial deals in city's history regarding their parking meters. And I'm going to have to let y'all know what that was when we come back after our 3-minute juice break. So make sure you keep it locked. It's Jamming with Juice.
Oh, God.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jamming with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Chilling with Juice, everybody. Hope y'all are up and having a great day so far. I'm realizing really early, actually. Like, having a good day so far. They probably only got coffee and got ready and drove to work. But 833-212-1017 is the number if you would like to call in. We're talking about Milwaukee drivers owing more than $41 million in parking tickets. And I just said that at least we're not in Chicago's situation.
Correct.
I saw this video. I think it was like a TikTok video. And it was about Chicago's parking meters. Now, we understand that Chicago's parking meters are extremely expensive, right? Mm-hmm. So apparently in 2008, the recession was going on. Everything was really bad. Chicago was down bad and they needed some money. So Chicago's mayor, and I think his name was Richard M. Daley, he sold its parking meters to a group of investors from the United Arab Emirates for $1.1 billion. So all their parking meters in Chicago was owned by this private private company. And then eventually it was owned by like Abu Dhabi, let's say, for example. Right. Now, the deal required for Chicago to pay the investors 100% of parking meter revenue for 75 years. So all the money that Chicago is making from their parking meters, it doesn't even go to them. It's going to this other country, is going to like Abu Dhabi. I think it's Abu Dhabi. And if I'm not tripping.
Damn.
Yeah, it's going to Abu Dhabi Investment Authority. That's who it is going to, because they own all or majority of Chicago's parking meters. And so Chicago, with their crazy selves, they also have to pay the investors if the streets were closed for events like festivals or the marathon. So any event that Chicago has going on and they have to shut down a street, they have to still pay that money of what they would have made in that time span to Abu Dhabi.
That is
And also another crazy part about this is this deal, which they are saying is one of the worst financial deals in history because they have the ownership of it for 75 years. It prevented Chicago from building more bike or bus lanes because it was too expensive to remove the meters.
That's crazy.
So Chicago's downtown isn't going to be changing anytime soon, because if they did, they would have to come out of pocket so much money to get rid of the parking meters and pay the company that owns their parking meters.
That is definitely a terrible deal.
Like, yeah. 75 years, all of your parking meters. And if y'all have a festival or anything, y'all have to pay that money.
Who signed this contract?
That was a death row contract.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something for life.
Mayor Richard Daley, he did that in 2008.
See, and that's probably why Chicago motorists still owe, they said, a staggering $1.4 billion in outstanding parking ticket debt. You know, so people still ain't paying them joints, because why am I going to go ahead and pay another country? They're going to have to come find me.
Yeah, it's crazy. For 75 years.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was thinking, too, because whenever I'm in Chicago, I'm like, man, they really should. Like, if they wanted to expand the lanes, I don't even know if they could. Mm-hmm. Because if they would have to take out any of the meters, like, they can't. They can't expand anything right now.
Because they're locked in.
They are locked in for 75 years.
So here in Milwaukee, then, are we locked into what we got to owe or no?
I don't know.
You know,
I think we just own that. Like, nobody, another country doesn't own our parking meters. That's so that's really just the city trying to get that get back. But I will say, like, if Milwaukee really was serious about getting their money, they would do more than just put parking tickets on. Like,
they start selling weed.
Who? The city?
Yeah.
Okay, legalize marijuana to make up?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Because they already put the fine down to like a dollar. It's like a dollar fine or whatever. They catch you with some with a joint or something.
Yikes.
So I'm just saying, y'all might as well go ahead and do the recreational stuff and allow, you know, people to commerce how they'd like.
I guess so. Well, we are going to get to hour two of Jamming with Juice. And you already know we got to get into what the business is.
Powered by
We Energies.
What your business
that
is
from 8 to 9. Make sure you guys call in for that. And also, it is Sip to That Friday. So let us know what you're sipping on, sipping to, and sipping for this weekend, y'all. Okay, the weekend is here and we about to get juicy with it. All right, 833-212-1017. We got more in store after our 3-minute juice break. So keep it locked. Hour two of Jamming with Juice coming at you soon.
Jammin' with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube.